RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Anyway, we'll get to the Celtics here last night. Some thoughts on the Bruins as well. Celtics do win 103-95, although that doesn't tell the full story with how that game was going last night. Celtics were getting manhandled by the Pacers last night. Indiana was shooting the lights out early on. Celtics were down by 20 with 2:37 left in the third quarter. They gave up two or three straight offensive rebounds. And Mazzulla yanked the whole starting lineup. Or at least the original starting lineup. Minot didn't start the second half. But he sat down, Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, Nemias Keita. Sat them all down, put in the bench mob, and they went on a run, made the game closer, starters came back in, and the Celtics won it to a degree going away. Jaylen said after the game he was pissed. Both he and Mazzulla talked about going to Celtics University and talked about how Mazzulla's pushing the right buttons. And we'll get to another comment by Jaylen coming up here in a moment. But I do think last night, for everybody who says Joe Mazzulla is not a good coach, Joe Mazzulla is just about his systems and launching threes, and there's definitely something to that.
Sure.
But I think that can be true. Mazzulla loves his three-point attempts and loves his margins, like his four stat categories that he focuses on heavily.
He loves two-on-ones.
Yeah, he loves all those things, right? Which I do think is a flaw in his coaching. Separate thought, he can also be a good coach. And this is kind of how I felt about Mazzulla all along. He's not perfect. Mm-hmm. Those things annoy me about Mazzulla too. But I think he's a good coach. And I think there's been a few instances of this year. There was a game against the Knicks where he's kind of spinning the dial. They couldn't match up against Karl Anthony Towns. He finally settled on Hugo Gonzalez, and it worked. And Towns went from crushing them and dominating them to doing really nothing. And that was Mazzulla coaching and going to his bench and trying different things, finding something and sticking with it. Yanking the whole starting lineup last night is coaching. And yeah, the Pacers are bad. The Knicks are really good. The Pacers are bad. I give Joe Mazzulla a lot of credit for that. I think that is evidence that he's a good coach, and you notice it more in a year without Tatum than maybe you would have with Jason Tatum.
And I think the more important indicator is just like the sign of growth, right? It's not I'm stuck in my ways. We have to do it this way. If we win, great. If we lose, it is what it is. I'm going down my way. No, it's I'm going to experiment. I'm going to find different ways to help this team succeed. And I think that is the biggest indicator that you have a good basketball coach. He's still learning. Like, he was thrust into this originally and now has had some time to kind of grow into himself. And yeah, he believes in shooting a bunch of three-pointers, but He's strayed away from that at times. He's gotten better, as you pointed out, those two occasions where, you know, he's getting Hugo Gonzalez in there or he pulls the entire starting lineup. I think that's the more important thing. He's not afraid to learn and grow and get better, and that's what's going to eventually make him a really good coach. Right now, he's a good coach. Eventually, he's not the best coach in the league, Wiggy, I'm sorry, but eventually he might get there. You never know, and I think it's showing even more now with Tatum not being there and it just being Jaylen Brown and Peyton Pritchard and Derek White.
So you mentioned the threes. The Celtics are still third in three-point attempts in the NBA, 42.9. So they're about a three attempt away from the most in the league. That's the Golden State Warriors. But last year they shot more threes than twos. They were up over 48 three-point attempts a game. So there's been a little bit, a minor, but a little bit of a correction in that regard. And that frustrates me just like everybody else, as I said. But I think you can be frustrated with that and still give Mazzulla credit for being a good coach. The Celtics sit here now as the number three seed in the East at 18-11. They're a game up on Philly for the four seed. They're only 2.5 games back of the Knicks.
So the only question I would have is, do you think that this reverts once Tatum comes back? Is this simply an overreaction to Tatum being out and who Jaylen Brown is in his leadership role? Or is this Joe Mazzulla actually growing and learning?
I think a lot of it has to do with personnel. You know, when you have a big who shoots threes like Porzingis and Horford, when you have a guy who shoots a lot of threes like Drew Holiday, Tatum will shoot a lot of threes. Mm-hmm. I think they're playing with more of a post big than they have the last few years with Kata. So my guess is most of that is related to personnel. But when they get Tatum back, they'll probably launch a few more. The man loves a step back three, so I'm sure they'll launch a few more threes when Tatum is out there.
More than my JV basketball team. Like, it's just that's what
is true. This is Coach Shime breaking down Mazzulla. Yeah. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, exactly. Coach on coach crime.
Yes.
You know, it's just constructive.
Well, you have
criticism.
A coaching eye. You have an eye for this, a keen eye for this sort of thing. I forgot we're talking to Coach Shime.
Yeah, JV team undefeated so far this year. So there you go.
How many games?
Well, so we've only played one because our next two got canceled. It's not our fault.
They were afraid of you guys. They were like, oh my God, yeah. I saw. So Shime is coaching circles around everybody. We need more time.
We had back to back games. One was an away game. That school's gym, they lost heat, so couldn't play that day.
A likely story.
That's what I'm saying.
A likely story.
And then the next day, we get an email from the other opposing team. Entire team is sick, has like the neuro. So
the whole store got the flu.
Whole JV team got the flu, so they couldn't play that game either. So we're waiting until after the Christmas break, and then we'll be back with a vengeance. Don't worry. We're going to go from 1-0 to 2-0, I promise.
They're working the transfer.
Sick brag, bro.
They're working the transfer portal or something
like
that.
Yeah, trying to get ready for it. They needed more time. Watch the tape.
Okay,
I get it.
So you're on. Undefeated.
Yep, damn right.
What's the record again?
1-0.
1-0?
Hey.
With a couple of they're fortunate you didn't make them forfeit.
Yeah.
Other coaches may have made them forfeit.
It was a 20-point win in that 1-0, I'll have you know. All right?
Real good. Celtics scoring, they're only plus 6 a night, so you're plus 20 and undefeated. So I think this is good criticism, good feedback, rather, for Joe Mazzulla. No, the Celtics last night, and scoring one for Mazzulla as a coach, I think the coaching remember the finals last year, and I think Rick Carlisle, and I have a soft spot for Rick Carlisle. I love that Mavs team that beat the Heat. I hated that LeBron Heat team. I also likewise loved Jose Juan Barea of Northeastern fame with the Dallas Mavericks. So I have a soft spot for that Dallas team. I think Carlisle's a great coach. And I said it in the finals last year. I'm like, look at the system that Indiana runs, backdoor cuts and movement, and they're not just launching threes, and look at how Carlisle coaches that team. That's the impact that a coach can make. And again, I think Mazzulla's a good coach, but I think Carlisle has another gear, at least I thought that. The Celtics lose Jason Tatum this year. They're 18-11 and the three seed in the East. So they go from being, you know, a top team in the East, the top team in the East, to another good team in the Eastern Conference without Tatum, at least to this point.
They lose a top five player in the NBA.
The Pacers lose their guy. Same injury, Achilles injury. He's out for the year. We'll see if Tatum comes back. But right now, neither team has their guy. The Pacers are 6-23.
Yeah, they're not good.
Without Tyrese Halliburton. Now, they also lost Miles Turner in the offseason, but oh, wait.
He didn't want to be there.
The Celtics lost Porzingis and Horford and Holiday, and their cheap-ass new owner doesn't want to spend any money on the new roster. And so I think this is a big, big, big feather in the cap for Joe Mazzulla. Look at the Celtics, 18-11 without Tatum. Look at the Pacers, 6 wins without how they won 6 in the finals last year. They just barely matched that. So I think that tells you Mazzulla and his coaching and what he's able to do this year versus a guy who I think is a really good coach in Carlisle. and hasn't been able to get anything out of the Pacers.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right in that regard, but I also think Jaylen Brown deserves a ton of credit too. Like, he has stepped into that role as the number one guy with no Jason Tatum and done a really good job. I mean, he has scored a million 30-point games at this point, and we were critical at the beginning because he was just scoring. Since then, he's been better on the boards. He's been better with the assists. Like, he's a better overall player now than he was the first month of the season. And so I think he deserves a ton of credit for the success the Celtics are having at this point as well as Mazzulla.
Ah, speaking of Jaylen Brown.
Oh.
Who is, at last check, like fifth on the NBA.com MVP ladder. I think ESPN did a straw poll. They had him like ninth for the MVP. So having a very, very strong season, on track to be certainly an all-star, probably all NBA, et cetera, et cetera. This is Jaylen Brown after the game. He says, something very interesting here.
Well, it means everything. I think this has been my favorite season so far. Being able to get an opportunity to lead a group of guys who... You know, some of us, we have some championship experience, but we have five or six new guys who haven't really played NBA basketball. And now we look like one of the better teams in the league. And that's just credit to our coaching staff and credit to our leadership that we've been able to get those guys comfortable. And we're playing some good basketball right now. So it means everything.
Okay.
Jones, did he say this is his favorite season in the NBA?
So far, he did, yes. They've won a championship.
I think there's
they've won a title, and he's like, yeah, you know what my favorite season is? Not the year we won, where I was Finals MVP in both the Eastern Conference Finals and the MVP NBA Finals. It is the year where I get to be the guy. You're going to Tatum. I'm not even saying it's a Tatum thing. I just think he's been relishing to be the guy, and it is probably his favorite season.
Been my favorite season so far.
Yeah, I've won a championship. I've been to the NBA Finals. I've been to Eastern Conference Finals.
He gets to run the show.
I get to run what makes it actually my favorite season is that I get to run the show and none of the other stuff. Yeah.
But like, this is what we've thought about Jaylen Brown now for years, that he wanted to be this guy. He finally gets his opportunity and we were all right. Like, we were all 100% right. He wants to be the alpha. He wants to be the leader. He wants to be the guy. And I think it's even better for him because he mentioned we have a lot of guys who had never played NBA basketball before. He's the one that gets to lead and teach all these guys. They're now going to be his guys and not Jason Tatum's guys. That's what he loves about this.
Well, I did like that, too. He's like the coaching and the leadership. It's like, Jaylen, you're the leader. So, yeah. Well, I mean, at least he didn't go third person and credit himself.
True.
But the leadership is what he said there. One more time, Jack, let's hear
this
that again.
This has been my favorite season so far.
NBA Finals MVP, Eastern Conference Finals MVP, NBA champion. He has made all-star teams. He's been all NBA.
Favorite. He was drafted before Tatum, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was here for a whole year before Jason
Tatum. He was a rookie of the year before Tatum got here.
Right? He's a rookie of the year. Favorite season so far.
I think he might have made all rookie team, maybe second team. But he was, not rookie of the year, but no. he was in the NBA a full year before Tatum. His favorite year ever. And so I don't read into it. I don't read into it as a Tatum thing. Like, I don't think that's a shot at Tatum. And trust me, I'd love to go there. And if you want to go there, shine by all means.
I'll go there.
But I don't think it's that. I just think he's wanted it. He's been relishing. He's been waiting to prove the point that he can be the guy. And he's proving that point. And I think it's as much about that. I don't think it's a Tatum thing. I think it's about validating his status as one of the guys, which he desperately cares about.
Well, no. So it's for me, it's 100% a there's no Tatum here thing, just because he was the Eastern Conference Finals MVP and then won an NBA title. But this is his favorite season so far.
Yep.
Like, and it's specifically because Jason Tatum isn't here. Even when he was winning Eastern Conference Finals MVP, he knew he wasn't getting all the credit. Jason Tatum was getting the credit. In the finals, he is not getting the credit. Tatum's getting the credit. Damn it, I want the credit. That's Jaylen Brown. That's exactly what he wants. That's why this is his favorite season. It's an anti-Tatum thing. Like, he doesn't want to be second to anybody, even if they are better than him.
Okay.
This has been my favorite season so far.
You know what, Chime?
I kind of like it, though.
You know what, Chime? No disrespect to Rich Keefe. This has been my favorite show of the year so far. No disrespect to Rich.
It has
nothing to do with him. This just happens to be my favorite show. That's all.
Yeah. Nothing to do with him at
all. No, it's irrelevant. It has nothing to do with him. Is it fair to say the Celtics are exceeding expectations this year?
No. So I think they're kind of...
No.
No, I think they're right up. Maybe slightly. Like, I had them right in this spot.
Pick one, because I think they're around where I thought, but, like, pick one. Have they exceeded or have they not?
Okay, I'll say exceeded, but it's very slight. Like, they are kind of right where they should be. This is a They were coming off, as you pointed out, they were the best team in the East. And now you're a couple slots down because you don't have a top five player in the NBA on your roster anymore. But the other guy, the other superstar, the other guy with a max contract is stepping up, is playing well. The rest of the guys are getting better, improving. Your coach is improving. Like, I think they're right about where they should be. I felt like before the season started, you should finish right around the four seed. They're the three seed. So, yeah, they're technically exceeding it, but it's very slight.
I mean, look, you were higher on them than I was. I said top six. I wanted to go top four. I thought they'd make like a real move in the offseason. They did it.
I just think the East isn't that good.
No, it's not. And so
I think that's the big thing.
That's why I was comfortable going top six, which honestly was too low. I mean, they should be once you add Tatum to this.
You're the best team in the East.
Right. And it doesn't mean you'll finish with the best record in the regular season, but add Tatum to this. Could you beat New York? Oh, guess what? You already have without him. And I know they've beaten you too, but you already have beaten them for a game. Could you? And you beat them in the playoffs for a game last year without Jason Tatum. A game. Could you beat the Detroit Pistons with Jason Tatum? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, with Tatum, depending on when he comes back, I think you could be the best team in the East.
And you fully expect Tatum to come back, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Brad Stevens basically told us that, was it last week? And a lot of people, thank you. A lot of people made a big deal about the DPE line, the disabled player exception, which they never applied for, which he could have come back even if they applied for it. I didn't make a big deal out of that. His line where he's like, the important thing with our leadership here, to use Jalen's word, is that guys want to play. I'm like, he's telling you that Tatum wants to come back, and once he's cleared, he's going to play. So I think February. Honestly, I don't know the day, but I think February.
I wonder
back.
If that's going to change Jalen's opinion on if this is his favorite season.
Guys, I lied. It's not my favorite season anymore.
It's not, you know, it was a really good season, but now it's just kind of another season.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And getting to the Celtics, man, look, I know we're not here every day, but what's been happening here this year so far with the Celtics is an absolute shock. If you told me right now that Celtics are on the cusp of potentially, if things finish out the way they look, I mean, not only are they going to be a playoff team, which I thought they'd be by the skin of their teeth, they might get in the play, like get ready for a play-in tournament game. But we might be talking about a team that has a 4 seed and hosting home games. Like, you see
this coming? We
might
be talking about a team that, if Tatum comes back, will be in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, you know, but really, that's the thing that we did say, though. Like, what if the team happens to be unexpectedly good? How do you handle Tatum's return? Because I, at the time, I was like, you know, look, if they're a 7, 8, 9 seed, maybe you like you put Tatum, you keep Tatum on ice. You're going to fight just through playing. You're going to end up playing more games just to try and stretch yourself. But I did say if the team is a top 4 team in the league and Tatum comes back, now you're telling me that this team, based on a series of events that can happen, could end up at least in the NBA, at least in the Eastern Conference Finals again, which would be crazy.
Yeah, and it feels like I go back to something that you and I talked about with Justin Turpin about 2 months ago, and he's actually going to be on next with Dan Ball. And we kind of agreed at the time, and Terp said this, that at some point the Celtics were going to figure it out this year and be better. Because you remember how they started out 3-5, they had that loss to Utah that, you know, they shot 51 threes and hit, what, 11 of them. They had an offensive rebound they gave up to lose the game that night.
That loss to Washington was in there.
Like, that Utah game, like, things looked bad. And you're like, oh, geez. And Terp said this, and we agreed, like, at some point they're going to figure it out. What worried us was, are they not going to figure it out until December and by then it's too late? Are they going to figure it out in January and by then it's too late? And really, since that Utah game is kind of when they figured it out. I mean, they were 3-5 after that game. Since then, they've gone 15-6. And now they're, what, 18-11 overall. They're, you know, fighting for a top 4 seed. They're kind of been in and out of that range for the last few weeks. And, you know, I think Jaylen Brown's played like an MVP candidate. Mazzulla's been a coach of the year candidate. But you've also seen, like, Nemus Kata finally started to figure it out, and their rebounding got better. And Derek White had that awful shooting slump and really just didn't play well at all those first 2.5, 3 weeks of the year, and he's kind of gotten back on track. So now we're sitting here.
Even the conversations like, should Anthony Simons really be starting?
Yeah.
Because that's what he had done. Like, he'd started 215 straight games until he came here and then became a role player. And you're almost at this point where you're like, okay, the talk was like Simons would eventually be a piece that you would flip for something later. I would say if you get rid of Simons, you might kind of ruin what you've been able to achieve, because here's why I'll take my hat off big time to Joe Mazzulla is when all of us were screaming about what are you going to do with the size, and you remember when he had the little thing, if a player missed and gave up an offensive rebound, they would immediately get yanked from the game. And I think Joe Mazzulla realized that you can't coach size. Yeah, you can coach effort, but sometimes that size and just the equal effort on the other side is not going to get you the results that you want. That, okay, these guys are three-point shooters, and you can't necessarily turn them into two-point specialists if that's not what they do. Like, you can even see better confidence from Sam Hauser in some of the more recent games than Sam Hauser out there at the four. Like, you're going to have to grab some boards there out there, buddy. So, again, Joe Mazzulla, I think, at some point said, I can never turn these guys into something that they're not. I'm going to, if I've won with what they've done, I've got to somehow get back to what they do. And hopefully these other guys are figured out. And Kata is the person who you would want to figure it out the most, because why? He's the biggest dude on the team, right? So you're right. Like Terp was, he was like, they would eventually figure it out. But I don't know it was figuring it out like the way we see it. I think the figuring it out was like, could they win games the way they've won games in the past? And now you're seeing a little bit of that answer is yes.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, look, they're obviously still a three-point heavy team. They've been shooting some more twos than they have in years past, and some of that's personnel. But what's been really impressive is that they've adjusted their offense, and they're without Tatum and obviously Porzingis from last year and Holiday and Horford, and they still are fourth in the NBA in offensive rating. Like, they really haven't taken much of a fall off offensively this year. What's actually really hurt them is defensively, right? Their defense hasn't been nearly as good as it was the past couple of years, and that's where they've lost some of these games. I mentioned the Utah one earlier that they lost on a rebound play at the end. Like, that's been the point that's kind of fallen off for them, and you think eventually, like, Tatum comes back, that helps them defensively too, in addition offensively. But
and
now
rebounding wise.
Yeah, and now we're talking about a team, though, that might be adding at the trade deadline. Like, and these might be things they're looking at. Whereas, you know, in October, we were like, hey, man, let's just see. Can they get to the trade deadline and be competitive? Right. Now we might be talking about a team that's going to be potentially adding at or before the deadline. And I know they want to stay out of the second apron and all that stuff. But that's really, really just the past, call it,
two weeks.
I'd say 6-7 weeks overall, but really the past 2 weeks as well, that they've elevated themselves from a team that, hey, can they get the 6 seed without Tatum? Can they get maybe the 5 seed to, hey, they can get the 3 seed without Tatum. And then if Tatum comes back, just kind of go from there.
617-779-7937. It is KJ and Lyons in for the Greg Hill Show. Thank you so much for A, your patience, and B, for being here. Greg Hill Show pieces of the crew will be back as the Christmas week, the week after, I call it the week of purgatory. So you'll start hearing some of those voices again. But leading right up into Christmas and Christmas Eve, you're going to have different mixes. In fact, John and I will be here starting at 8 a.m. on Friday morning. We'll be here from 8 to noon. So for Pat's Friday, we will be here, and it will be the regular old regular that goes on in terms of in Patriots Friday, in terms of players and stuff like that. So you'll get all of that. But back to the Celtics, specifically Jaylen Brown. And here's where I'm a little disappointed in the NBA. If Jaylen Brown was scoring the way he was scoring and was with another team, they'd be like, oh my gosh, you see what Jaylen Brown is doing? But that's not happening. Like, really, in the conversation, you would say, okay, SGA 1, Jokic 2, I would say Jaylen Brown 3 in the MVP conversation. And even this kind of goes to that Drake May conversation that I had before, that Drake May is the MVP. I'm not saying that Jaylen Brown is the MVP because this is not a guy that's got the best record in the East or second best record in the East. You know, they don't even lead their little division, and we don't even look at division, right? Like,
yeah. But I think to your point, though, he's played, if you consider the context around him, right? It's not just Tatum's out. It's most of your rotation from the last 2 years is gone, right? It's Horford, Porzingis, it's Holiday, and I mean, think about it. That's four like guys that were top seven in your rotation are gone right now. And he's, I mean, to be at 29 points a game with 6 rebounds, 5 assists a game, it's not just like he's scoring a bunch. He's doing something like our biggest question before the year. We knew he could score without Tatum. We knew he could play good defense, but hey, is he going to make guys around him better, right? Because that's what an MVP truly does, too. It's not just great numbers. It's not just wins.
All the points.
It's make guys around them better. And it feels like after those bad first few weeks, Derek White has gotten much better. Peyton Pritchard, Jaylen Brown has made him better this year. Like Nemus Keita, Jaylen Brown has helped make him better this year. And I think that's part of this, too, that he deserves a bunch of credit for. Missoula deserves credit for that as well. And that's something that I think you can, if you're a Celtics fan, you can be encouraged heading into the kind of this next part of the season where it's not just he's scoring 29 points a game. He's making guys around him better.
So, the only reason why that Jaylen Brown doesn't average 30, I think, is because that one game he had 15. Everything has been nothing but 30s, 30, 30, 30, 30, 35, 39, 42, yeah. Right? So I guess my thing is this, and I understand where Jaylen Brown's coming because he seems to be a little more vocal off the court than we've seen in the past while in season. You see what I'm saying?
He's like, also telling the truth. I think there was a segment of people that was expecting him to fail, and there was also another segment that I think was rooting for him to fail as well.
There was a part of me that was like, hey, I really want to see what this guy can do as a lead singer, right? It'd be like Joe Perry suddenly deciding to sing, Steven Tyler takes a break with the throat, right? So you're getting what I thought you could get from him. You've heard me say, take Jaylen Brown off the Celtics. He's the number one option in probably 80% of the NBA's teams.
I would agree. Yeah.
And so I'm glad that he has that ability to show that and that he's able to do, because I do wonder what the deferment looks like when Tatum comes back. Does Tatum fall as the background singer for to get himself acclimated? Is Tatum going to expect more shots?
Yeah.
That, I think, is going to be the interesting part. And it'd be a good growing process, but I think it will reaffirm how tight the two of them are, despite what some of the narratives have either been a little bit here and greater nationally. But I think that's really probably going to be the great Easter egg this year, is how Tatum comes back, falls in a little bit, and as they make their playoff run, I think the conversation in the NBA is going to be like, okay, first of all, look what Jaylen Brown has done to get this team to this point. And now you have Tatum coming back fresh. They may end up being the most dangerous team in the Eastern Conference by the time that happens. And the deferment, I think, will work out just well between the two of them.
And that's something I think, like, if you fast forward 3-4 months from now, I think one of the things we're going to be talking about is at what point does Tatum ascend to being the number one option again on the Celtics? Because I think when he comes back initially, he's obviously going to be 100% healthy or he's not coming back. So when he comes back, he'll be healthy, but he'll be coming back kind of having not played since last May. And he'll have to work his way kind of in. And at what point, because now I think a lot of people have looked at it as Tatum was the one, Brown was the two, even when Brown won the finals MVP, right? And yeah. I think what we've seen this season is Tatum's still the best player and he's still the one, but maybe Brown is closer to a 1A than he is a 2, if that makes sense. So it's closer, I think, than people maybe realized before. And a lot of that is how much Jaylen Brown has progressed in the last 5 years, too.
It's one of few teams in the NBA where you have a 1 and 1A situation. I've never said, hey, Jaylen Brown's the 2, because if he goes anywhere else, he's the 1. So clearly he can't be a 2. So it's like a 1, 1A. And I think what we'll get out of this is Jaylen Brown can lead a team. He can pull people up by their bootstraps that probably don't even deserve to have boots on in the NBA and is able to do that. And good for him, right? And I think that's where you're seeing a lot of this kind of like come out on his Twitch stream and some of the stuff that he's been doing in social, being able to tell his narrative. Because between him and Tatum, he's taken the heavier more than Tatum has. It's since the two of them have been here. Again, remember, this is the same Jaylen Brown that they said, hey, we want you to be the sixth man as Gordon Hayward is going to be starting in front of you. Like, he's done that for this team, and he really deserves to be able to show what he can do for himself and for the team as well.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Quickly, before we get into the Jaylen Brown specific part of the conversation about the Celtics and the comments that he made, a game last night in which Joe Mazzulla essentially cleared the board. The starters were not getting it done, so he pulled everybody off the floor except for Hugo Gonzalez bench. Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Peyton Pritchard, and Nemi Ishketa. The Celtics immediately outscored Indiana 10-2 and 19-5. All told, the Celtics outscored the Pacers 54-26 after Mazzulla pulled the starters. It was his 200th regular season win, reached it in just 275 games, making him the third fastest coach in NBA history to reach that mark, behind only Steve Kerr and Phil Jackson. This has been a much different challenge than anything Joe Mazzulla has seen as a coach at the professional level. When you're coaching in the G League, your coach, it's more just about, our goal is development. We just need to make sure that these guys are ready, that when they get called up, they're ready to play for the Celtics. They play our same style, and they're ready to roll. He then takes over for Brad Stevens and immediately inherits a championship-caliber team in which you basically just need to make sure that you don't screw it up. Put the right guys out there to start, make the changes when you need, keep the rotations manageable, and you should be able to win a lot of games, and that's exactly what happened. You pull Jason Tatum, pull Drew Holiday, pull Kristaps Porzingis, and pull Luke Kornet out of that mix. And we knew coming into this season it was going to be a challenge unlike Joe Mazzulla had faced as head coach of the Celtics. And when they went through their kind of, I'd call it, identity crisis to beginning of the season, there were a lot of people, myself included, who were looking at this going, oh, well, he was a coach that was propped up by the roster that he had. I'm impressed, man. I'm impressed with the way that he has experimented with the rotation, found something in Jordan Walsh, finding something in Hugo Gonzalez as a guy who has one hell of a motor on him for a young kid with a lot of energy that he puts forth. And Brian Ferzocco, I'm impressed with the way that Joe Mazzulla has workshopped this team into a team that is now an East contender.
And I think something that I've been pleasantly surprised by is his command of the locker room. This is now the second time he's benched Jaylen Brown. If you remember, about a month ago, they were playing really poorly against Brooklyn, and he benched Jaylen Brown. And
I can't believe they lost the game to the Nets.
And we discussed that, but you sort of look at it and you wonder, would he be doing this if Jason Tatum was here, right? I think a lot of people assumed when he was hired at the time that Jason Tatum had something to do with it because he was on the second row of the bench among the coaches. So it didn't really feel like he had a lot of experience or was necessarily the front runner for the job if, Udoka was to leave unexpectedly. So I've liked how he's kind of controlled the locker room. He hasn't taken any BS. It sort of finally feels like he feels like the leader in there without Jason Tatum, which I've been pleased by.
I did skip over the Udoka era. That's my bad on that as well. But where do you land on Joe Mazzulla, the job he's doing this year versus years past?
Well, so I'm curious where you guys stand on this, because I felt like the year they won the championship, he had a pretty good feel for everybody. And it was obviously heightened expectations. You make the trade for Porzingis. I mean, you came into the season feeling pretty good about things. And then they put together one of the best, kind of wire-to-wire runs in NBA history when you look at net rating and all that stuff. Obviously, the fact that they lost in the playoffs last year and they blew those huge leads in Game 1 and Game 2 kind of made you question things. And yeah, the first year, there were a lot of question marks, especially considering where he ranked among the assistant coaches to Ime Udoka before everything kind of fell apart there. So I've always been a fan. I feel like he does know who he is, and he does have that kind of inner, like, never always satisfied kind of mentality. I remember there was an article in The Athletic where this kid reporter asked him a question, you remember that, when he was like asking about the balance, between having fun and kind of doing what you need to do. And he had to give like a really interesting answer. And then there was a follow-up article about it that, like, he just is like, I really struggle with that. But to your point, this season has been maybe the most impressive. I would say actually the most impressive season for him as a head coach. And to your point about earlier thoughts in the year, when they started out 0-3, I was like, I think a lot of people, of hey, maybe they just need to tank this year. Not intentionally, but like maybe this is just a complete throwaway season.
Don't rush Jason Tatum back. Let him take the time to rehab. This is just going to be, we'll try to fight to get into the play-in round and probably nothing more.
And you know, maybe hope if it goes worse than that, you luck yourself into a good draft pick in what's supposed to be a loaded draft class this year too.
Right.
The fact that it's at where it's at now, where they're the three seed, you got all these guys, as you mentioned, like Jordan Walsh having a really nice run. Gonzalez now, whose net rating in terms of Eastern Conference players is actually the highest of anybody with a certain amount of minutes played. Been on the floor for at least 100 minutes this season. He's got the highest rating. The development stories here have been remarkable, and not to mention Jaylen Brown. He's kind of having his like Pippen moment, right?
Yeah.
And what I mean by that is, he's had his Pippen moments before as the number two guy on a championship team, but more so like when Jordan was out, he stepped up and really showed the league, okay, this is what I can do. But to me, now the question becomes, as at the trade deadline, if things continue to go this way, do you look to add to this group or do you look to subtract? Because do you really think you can actually accomplish something this year? And that obviously involves Jason Tatum, if he could come back, where he's at in his timeline, coming back from the ACL injury, and if he can actually have an impact this year. But if you feel like he can, and if you feel like he's trending in that direction, why not go for it again in an Eastern Conference where, yeah, the Knicks are good and so are the Pistons. They're having an incredible season. I still feel like it's pretty winnable.
That question for me boils down to what can you get for Anthony Simons? Because he's still a bench piece, and can he, with the money that he makes, get you something in your front court that helps you be successful. But we'll continue the Celtics conversation and key in on Jaylen Brown, because he said something about this season compared to past seasons in his career that caught all of our ears, and we'll react to that next.
You're listening to WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
It's Kids Day here at the Garden. How do you balance pushing players to improve while also keeping the game fun for them?
I struggle with that, to be honest with you. I think everyone has a different definition of fun. It just, you have to find one as a team. And, you know, I think fun's a cop-out sometimes when things aren't going well. Everybody likes to say, well, let's just have fun. And it's like, well, what does that mean? You know, I think you have to define what fun looks like as a team, you know, and then you kind of have to go after that. But, you know, that phrase can be a cop-out sometimes. So as you get older, kid, don't use it, you know? It's like, I just want to have fun. It's like, well, what does that mean? So, you know, you just got to define that. It's a good question. I struggle with that.
Thank you.
Yep.
I tell you, love him, hate him, think he's a dink. Joe Mazzulla is unbelievably consistent. He could be talking to his players, talking to the media, talking to a kid. He's not going to change the way that he thinks about life and talks about life, man.
So why do you think people think he's a dink?
Especially because he is. What?
I think he's honest. I mean, I appreciate the honesty, I think, first and foremost. He's at least who he is. There are people that are frauds and try to be a certain person. And I feel like this is just who he is as a guy. Or do you think it's an act?
No, I don't think that's an act, and I think that's why he's a dink. I think he just is I think he's a hardo. I think he's kind of weird.
Phrase can be a cop-out sometimes, so as you get older, kid, don't use it.
And I think he's so incredibly serious about everything that he's one of the more intentional people that I feel like I've heard. Like, it's every single, there is no word that's wasted. There is no action that seems to be wasted. It seems like he is meaningful and purposeful with everything he says to everybody, which is a skill in and of itself. That's just one of those things where I'm like, hey man, take a deep breath. You don't need to tell a kid that having fun is a bad thing. I don't know. To me, that was a bridge too far. However, I give him credit in the sense that he is consistent. You know what you're going to get from him. You know exactly what his personality is, no matter who he's talking to and what he's talking about. He's just he's an odd duck, man. He is.
The final thing I want to say on this, because I mentioned it before, and I want to give some credit to Jay. It's Jay King of The Athletic who wrote a follow-up article about this.
Yeah.
Mazzulla had a quote in there where he said, just in general, I don't get joy from winning, not even a championship. I get the most joy and fulfillment when I feel like it was done right, regardless of if we've won or lost, and that's really it. It seems extreme, right? But at the same time, I want him as my coach.
Yeah.
Because if
I don't want to coach against him.
No, exactly. And especially, we talked about with this season where this team is at.
Yeah.
He has won me over, even if he's definitely his own character and eccentric, and even if it feels like it's over the top at times.
Yeah, he can be my coach. I don't necessarily think I'd want to go have a beer with him. Fair. But he can certainly be my coach, and if he wins games, then I'm not going to complain. Okay, speaking of unique characters, Jaylen Brown, Brian Frazoco, had something to say about this season with the Celtics compared to ones that he's played in the past. Here's what he said.
Oh, it means everything. I think this has been my favorite season so far, being able to get an opportunity to lead a group of guys who, some of us, we have some championship experience, but we have five or six new guys who haven't really played NBA basketball. And now we look like one of the better teams in the league. And that's just credit to our coaching staff and credit to our leadership that we've been able to get those guys comfortable. And we're playing some good basketball right now. So it means everything.
Jaylen Brown has played on super teams. He's won a championship. He's played with unbelievable individuals, played with multiple great coaches. And yet 2025-26, the year where his running mate, the Batman to his Batman, the Batman to his very talented Robin, whatever you want to call it, happens to be hurt for the majority of the year, and he just so happens to be the number one on the Boston Celtics. Joe, your reaction to that?
Well, first thing I'm going to ask you, are we the lazy media that he was talking about in that stream the other day?
Probably. Yeah, probably. I consider myself to be both lazy and media, so I guess I'm two for two.
Fair enough. It is a really interesting comment. I think Jaylen Brown is... I feel like his career with the Celtics has always been in an interesting spot, right? Because first off, he was booed on draft day. I know this is something that's been talked about on this station a ton. Then, this organization drafts Jason Tatum, who becomes the darling of the Celtics, of Boston, the most popular athlete or one of the most popular athletes in the city. Obviously, probably not Drake May, but before that, I think he held the mantle.
And Roman Anthony.
And then Roman Anthony, too. And then prior to them winning the championship, everybody was looking at him as the guy that if they don't win, it's because of him. They can make fun of his left-hand dribble, the fact they turned over the ball a ton in that Miami series when they lost the Eastern Conference Finals. So he's just taken so much slack. I feel like he's always been in I need to prove it mode in Boston, which is why he's joked about with his hair and being in this market, why it's falling apart. And that's sort of become a thing. So I think for him, when you take into account all those different things that he's experienced in his Celtics career, being in this market, all that stuff, I just feel like he's always in that mode. And once again, here's another season where, okay, Jason Tatum's out. What's going to happen to this organization now that the best player on this team is out for a significant period of time? Are they going to crater? He's once again proving the doubters wrong. And this time it's truly in an on-the-court way without Jason Tatum. So I think for him, this season is once again another kind of like it's a chip on the shoulder, but once again it's another check mark for him.
Right.
Hey Celtics fans, hey Boston, hey New England, once again I am proving to you that I am worthy of the money, I'm worthy of equal-ish star power in this market to Jason Tatum. Because look at us right now. We don't have Porzingis. We don't have Holiday, even though I think that was the right move, obviously, by Brad Stevens. Those guys were of championship pedigree on that team that won it all and were significant contributors. We got all these young guys. I'm the one kind of pulling us forward, and we're in third place in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, and he'll let you know it, too.
Credit to our leadership.
Yeah.
This is a guy who's rumored to have butt heads with Marcus Smart. This is a guy who has struggled with the power dynamic with Jason Tatum of whose team it is. And now that they're winning, that Marcus Smart's gone, Jason Tatum's not here yet. Oh, it's a credit to our leadership. It's funny. I'd never heard him say credit to Marcus Smart, credit to Al Horford for his leadership. Never heard him give credit to other people for their leadership. But he's the first one to say credit to our leadership this year. Let me ask you, too, who's the leader of this Boston Celtics team?
Jaylen Brown.
Huh, interesting.
And Joel Mazzulla, who, by the way, we got a hilarious text. Would you be surprised if Mazzulla at 65 would be fishing in his swimming pool? Crazy eyes is nuts. But
he's had too much success in his too early in his career that he's just smug. I think that's kind of an interesting take on it as well. But yeah, Brian's right. Like he's having a great time because obviously they're performing well. They're winning a lot of games. It's a different kind of challenge because they were viewed as more of an underdog this year. But don't get it twisted. He's having the most fun this year because it's Jaylen Brown's team. And that's consistent with messaging that we've gotten in the past about how he feels.
He likes to prove people wrong.
Yeah.
And he feels like he's finally doing that for the first time.
Right. And he's never truly gotten the opportunity to be the one, be the leader, be the guy, all the things that he talks about. But he says that he stays in Boston because he has a great chance of winning. And I understand that, but then it always seems that that is met with the caveat of, but I'm not overly happy here. So it just, again, it's another opportunity where something comes up that just, that one caught my ear. Things are going well. Things are going great. You're having an MVP caliber season. You're in the top five. Reestablish how I feel about all this. So that is the underlying current of the Boston Celtics in their season. But once again, similar to the take on Joe Mazzulla, they're winning games right now. And I guess at the end of the day, that is all that matters.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.